Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together. I thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, yes. Y'all feel so good tonight. I thank you, Jesus. Show up and speak to every single solitary heart that's here, that's watching, that's listening, that needs this word today. Because the truth of the matter is, Lord, we need you. And we say yes. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we say amen. Amen. Y'all, we're starting a new series. And it's called Muscle Memory. And before we get started, our scripture for this morning is Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1, if you would like to read along with me. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And our support scripture comes from the Old Testament, one of my favorites, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45. For I am the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be your God. Say, be my God.
Be my God.
To be my God. Thus, you shall be, you will be, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
Yeah.
Amen. Like I said, our new series starting out today, Muscle Memory. And we're going to talk about living holy. Somebody say living holy.
Living holy.
How we gonna do it, y'all? We are spiritual beings. Now, we're getting this. Y'all, I'm telling you, every time, more and more, it makes a difference. We are spiritual beings. Repeat after me. We are spiritual beings. Who are one with Christ.
One with Christ.
And y'all, when we know whose we are, we can remember. Muscle memory, we can remember who we are. Look at somebody and say, who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? And I like this scripture so much that I had to get three different translations for it. So the simple English version is, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies. Somebody say, offer your bodies.
Offer your bodies.
A living sacrifice.
A living sacrifice.
Holy and pleasing.
Holy and pleasing.
To God.
God.
This is your true and proper
worship.
And I like the Message version. Listen to this. The Message always makes things so real. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life. Place that before God as an offering. Isn't that beautiful? Somebody repeat after me. Say, place that.
Place that.
Place that before God as an offering. And then one more. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Somebody say spiritual worship.
Spiritual.
So we've got true and proper worship, spiritual worship, and an offering. I keep hearing Fred Hammond's song, This Is My Offering. He's got a, I'll give you the praise. I'll give you the praise, that's my offering. Our offering can be our praise to God. Just like we give physical offerings. Somebody say, what is your offering to God? So today we're gonna talk about holiness and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the Bible and holiness. Holiness is used over 1,282 times in King James Version. It just seems like it's more than that. And so, but that's what the word, that's what the little, that's what it says. 1,282 times. Holy, holiness. What is it? It's something or someone that is separated. A word we don't hear about very often. Somebody say sanctified. Well, no, the last time I heard, so y'all heard anybody say anything about being sanctified lately? Somebody say something that is sanctified and dedicated to serve and fulfill the will of God. Sanctified. Holiness has four distinct meanings. One, we're set apart. All the P word that the world just don't want us to use. Somebody say perfect.
Perfect.
It is to be perfect. Transcendent. Spiritually poor. I mean pure. Sometimes we can be spiritually poor, but we don't mean that today. That's not what sanctification is. Pure. Pure. And it evokes adoration and reverence. To be perfect, transcendent. To be related to those holy places or to God himself. But more than that, for us to be holy is God's plan for God's people. Somebody say, God's plan
for me
is to be holy. Why? Because Leviticus 11:45 said, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Isn't that interesting? Every time I read a thou shalt, you shall, I hear it the way God created. I remember the Genesis narrative. Let there be light. Let there be a firmament. And when I hear be, he's speaking it. Because this is God saying, be holy, for I am holy. What would that look like, y'all? Just a little off the notes. Rain. And it rains. Joy. And there is joy. Birds, fish, animals. Look at Genesis and how everything, somebody say he spoke. And it was. So why is he going to spoke? Why is he going to speak and say, be holy? And we don't always feel like it. Notice what I said, y'all. Feel like it. What if, just like it's, and the night was night and the day was day, the sun was a sun, the moon was a moon, and neither of them hold hands together. Y'all, what if we just are? Y'all know I like to think. Share y'all a look. Go beyond the back curtain. Because this isn't just Katie speculating. This is said, be holy for I am holy. Y'all, what if we have been trying to be something we already are? I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself or what, but I like the way that sounds. Amen? Amen. The old and the new. Be holy for I am holy. That's a commandment. So consider this. I don't have to be like, okay, goodness, it's Sunday. I'm a woman. What am I supposed to do to be a woman? I'm going to show up being a woman today. What can I do to let everybody know I'm a woman? I just failed. I didn't ask. That's the way he sent me into the world. Boom. Man, man, man. Woman, woman, woman. Man, man. Woman, woman, man. Be a man. Be a woman. Somebody repeat after me. Be holy.
Be holy.
That was directed from the Holy Spirit, y'all. I think we must need to hear it. Because I know I've been trying. I tried and I tried and I tried, Jesus. And I realized, wait a minute. What if we trying to do something just we just are? Oh, but don't forget we're in the world. And the world says we're not. God instructs the Israelites to consecrate themselves and avoid unclean things. We know how to do that. Really. The New Testament and with 1 Peter said, God's people, we should imitate God's holiness and perfection. Imitate. I just called it Holy Spirit on fire. How you gonna imitate something you already are? Oh, glory. I'm gonna go by the word. That's what it said, be imitators. Okay? But Jesus said, be perfect. Matthew 5:48, as your Father in heaven is. I'm not getting us off the a hook or trying to do da 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 da. I am just giving it to you guys hot off the press. Are we trying to be something? God already commanded, as in, let there be light. Let there be light. Be light. Is the light still trying to be light? Let me go on. Because when we think about it, y'all, that's why we're spiritual beings. It's a spiritual thing as well as a physical thing. How do we know this? Because Jesus told Simon, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. What is our Father in heaven trying to reveal to, not saying trying to reveal to us, but because the physical and the world that we live in says, no, you can't, and will absolutely try to convince you that you can't. There we are, caught between flesh and blood. Holy Spirit said, but whose flesh and whose blood? Glory to God, all we find. Somebody say, whose flesh and whose blood? I believe Jesus said, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Anyway, 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Could that be why? Because they are foolish to him. Neither can he know them, i.e. the spiritual things, because they are spiritually. Somebody say spiritually. Logically, emotionally, mentally, experientially. Somebody say spiritually. Some of these things have to be spiritually discerned. So, how are we going to do it? Douglas Miller said we have to learn how to be holy. He says, I've learned how to live holy. I learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer. But if I suffer, I gain eternal life. Holy Spirit said, don't say nothing and don't get on my box. I will not. Now, William D. Longstaff says, take time. Somebody said, take your time. Take time to be holy. Speak often with the Lord. Abide in him always. Feed on his word. Make friends with God's children. Last week we said, be careful who you make friends with if they're angry, remember? So who are you making friends with? Oh, somebody say, who are you making friends with? Make friends with God's children and help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessings. Blessed that we seek. Take time. Somebody say, take time. Take time to be holy while the world is rushing on. Life is not about a drive-through, is it? But spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, somebody say, look to Jesus. And like him, you shall be. Thy friends in your conduct, his likeness, they'll see. We'll see. Somebody say, when I see Jesus. Have y'all seen Jesus lately? Have you seen him? I believe we have, y'all. We may not have known what to call it, but I believe we've seen him. Because I believe when I look around here, and when I'm going here and there and yonder, we see Jesus. That's where the muscle memory comes in. What's so important about muscle memory? Muscle memory is the ability to produce a particular movement without conscious thought. And it's acquired from frequent repetition of movement. Somebody say frequent repetition.
Frequent repetition.
How do we live holy? Somebody say frequent repetition. Muscle memory refers to a neurological process. We cannot see what's going on inside our brain. See the little, you got some cool things, honey. What if our brain was muscular and it looked like that? Because we are using, we got scripture, we got the word, we got those sacred things, and we'd be all up with it. Muscle memory refers to a neurological process. That's what happens inside our head. After we learn certain skills or movement that allows remembering how to do a thing becomes effortless. I wish I could have heard you learn to play the piano. Did you always sound like that, Schroeder? Can y'all imagine how old were you when you started playing piano, Lawrence?
8 or 9.
You can tell, can't you? Y'all want me to get up there and do something? Please, wait, how much money you got? I'm just kidding. Have to keep it happy. Muscle memory is about lag time. How long it take you to learn them songs, Jerry? You've been singing a minute. How long it take y'all to fry up that chicken and cook them good meals, sisters? I don't practice doing that. That's why I bring desserts and beverages. Plastic wearing napkins. You have to know. Yeah, look, memory. Somebody say memory. Remember what you were able to do. But when we start according to muscle, muscle memory, when we first start working out, that's why I hurt so bad. It's almost like, well, I know how to do a push-up. I know how to do this. I know I'm supposed to be, I don't even know how to put it in these side straddle hops, squats, jumping jacks. See, whenever you do these things regularly, they come to your mind quick. Guess I hadn't done one in a while. See, with muscle memory, we have to think about all the little aspects that go into a proper technique until we get it. So, with muscle memory, this is a function that is like programming our brain to carry out specific movements, skills on autopilot. Don't nobody have to tell me how to take it and make it a joke, okay? It just happens automatically, all right? That's what muscle memory does for us. It is a form of skill retention. Some people just mean grumpy. That's a skill. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this too. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember me saying there's a difference between being kind and being nice? Kindness is a sacred and holy skill. Being nice is a little bit more physical. I told y'all that every time I try to be nice to somebody, I end up mad. My aggravation and disappointment. But I'm telling you, repeat after me. Kindness never disappoints. Spiritual things never disappoint. That's why we have to have muscle memory. Programming, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to remember these things, and the more we remember, the more we remember. So the benefits of muscle memory. You don't just get buff. Blah. Like I said, everything takes lag time. Took a minute for me to get this pad here. But if I decided I was going to be muscular, it would take time for that too. Okay? Somebody say everything takes time. Everything takes time. That's why we have to take time to be holy. But the benefits of it. We get practice. We can execute those patterns deliberately and without effort. I bet you if I started doing some, I am not going to do no, I'm not doing no jumping jacks. Yes, Lord, but not to jumping jacks. I might do some squat or something, but nah. We have to know and remember everything is functioning from repetition and a memory. Even though we're talking about body, muscle memory in terms of training for athletics and training. Can you imagine Michael Jordan trying to write down, I'm going to jump. You know he had to put some hours in. I believe I can fly. He had to. That's the way we are. Take time to get intimate with the Lord. But the more we do it, the easier it becomes. It says here, by training our brain, by training our spirituality, repetition becomes mastery. And it is a beautiful thing. Muscle memory involves skill retention, i.e., the more you do it, the better you get. I would bake something sometimes, and I would be all up on the little recipe, you know, and then after you do it a couple of times, you just throw it in there. You don't even have to use a measuring cup. You can eyeball it. I don't bake cakes either. Muscle memory involves skill retention. Somebody say skill retention. I'll pray for you, but I ain't gonna beg you, okay? I order one. It just comes effortlessly. And repeat after me. The more we practice, the better we get. The better we get. The better we get. That just, isn't that all good? It just make you feel good. The more we say yes to the Lord, the more we say yes to the Lord, the more we walk by faith rather than walk past faith, we get accustomed to knowing who's walking with us. When we walk in it, we just walk. And never once have I thought about how to be a woman yet. Now, have I had to take time to try to be a lady and be serious? Obviously, God blessed me with the gift of humor when it comes down to spreading his word. Yeah, somebody got to make it laugh. May as well be her. Take time. Somebody say, take time. We got to take time. Take time to be who you are. I don't have to take time to be funny. I have to take time to try to be serious. Practice. Better and better and better. That's why I go back and forth. But listen to this. Take time to be holy. Let him, God, be your guide. Don't run out before him, Katie Webb, because you just couldn't wait. No. Just chill. Somebody say, be still. See the salvation of the Lord. Don't run out before. Whatever comes, whatever goes. In joy, in sorrow, still follow the Lord. That's right. Be still and follow the Lord. Look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Look into Jesus. Because sometimes when we look to the left and to the right, we see the waves, and then we run to the bottom of the boat and say, cares not that we perish. Look to Jesus. Be still. Trusting in his word. Trusting in his word. Look to Jesus and say, be still. Take time. See, you got to take time. Somebody said, take. Like they do in the concerts. Like Jerry just said, break it down. Take time. Take time to be holy. Be calm in your soul. So Somebody say, you gotta be calm.
Gotta be calm.
Somebody say, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Peace. Peace be still. Each thought and each motive, God controls. Isn't it amazing to see a person who is a control freak? But just let God control. Thus, led by His Spirit to fountains of love, where is He going to lead you to? Fountains of love. And we'll be fitted for service above. Service above the chaos, above the pain, above the sorrow, above the disappointment. Not necessarily above in the heavens, absent from the body, from the problems, present with the Lord. Somebody say, these are spiritual things that are happening physically. So what are we going to do, y'all? Here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your ordinary, everyday life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're working, you're thinking, walking around life. Place it before God. What if we just place that before God? Because God says, I am the Lord who brought you up out of poverty, sadness, sickness, difficulty, brokenheartedness, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, financial instability, health. What is your Egypt? I am the Lord who brought you out of whatever your Egypt is to be your God. He didn't bring us up out of darkness for nothing. He brought us up out of these things so we could see. He is our God. But not only that, sometimes He got to lift you up out of the muck and the mire. I always thought it was miry. It is miry whenever you tangle up. You're mired in the muck and mire of life. He has to, Lord, lift us up so that we can hear Him say, let there be light. So we can hear Him say, let the firmament above the firmament be separated from the firmament beneath the firmament. Let there be. That's why He brought us out, so He could be our God, and we can be like our God. Commands us, be holy, because I'm holy. Somebody say, just be. Just be. How should you to stand to your feet and just be this morning? Thank you for the word, Jesus. Let's give the Holy Spirit a hand clap of praise this morning. Somebody say, muscle me. All it takes is a little bit of time and our years. And just know who we are, who we are created to be. And sometimes instead of us trying to be, y'all say, just be. Just be. I could just imagine, y'all know how my mind works. I could just imagine the sun and the moon fussing over who's supposed to come out first and trying to get in front of each other. Can y'all imagine that? Be the sun. The sun is the sun. Be the moon. Or as Bruce Lee says, and I like it, be water. Yeah, he does say, ooh, too bright. And it's like that in our house, never dull moment. Wait a minute, I gotta do this. That's right. Make the sound again, Brandon. That's what I'm talking about. Be like Bruce Lee. Be wanton. Be wanton. Because whenever you can be wanton and be holy, be holy wanton, you can be whatever it is God has for you to be. You can be dew. You can be the storm and the rain and the billows. You can be frost. You can be snow. You can be sting. You can be the cool air that come out the freezer. Somebody say, be water. Be holy water. Lord, we thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the spiritual and the physical, Lord. Can't be separated. Thank you. Thank you for your truth, for just making it so simple and basic and easy. Just be. And Lord, for those who are listening, who are looking, who need this word, whatever the word is, Jesus, remind us, give us the muscle memory to just be. Sometimes it's not about doing. Lord God, just help us to be. Sometimes it's about command, not trying. Just be. Like you, to be like Jesus. All I want is to be like you. And we say yes, because it's a blessing to know to whom we belong. And we thank you that the more we do it, the more we are able to do it. And we do get better and better and better, because that's your promise to us. You've spoken it. So we have to be it. And for this, we say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. We say hallelujah. We say amen. Because you are.